Good morning, everybody. We are at the top of the hour. It is 11 o'clock. It's a Tuesday morning, and joining us, as they do each and every week during this time slot, it's Manny Frangidakis of 12 Points Wealth Management, along with Stamati Sastras. Gentlemen, good morning. Kalimera, Sas.
Kalimera.
Kalimera, Kalimera, Manny. Well, you said the market is going to go down, but I didn't expect it would be that good. I mean, it's down 1%. Obviously, I'm kidding, but it looks like very jittery out there.
Yeah, I think that there's you're kind of in a holding pattern. Look, there's a lot of FOMO going on right now in this market. So people, FOMO meaning fear of missing out. I think you had, a lot of people have different strategies going into 2023. You obviously had the appeal of treasuries and where interest rates had took in money market funds. So you had people go to the sidelines, and then you had people that stayed invested. And, here you are with the NASDAQ up 30% for those that potentially feel like they've missed out on the first half of the year are now trying to get in. And I think that is the wrong behavior, but there's a whole lot of froth in the market right now. We believe that it's very overextended, that it's extremely overbought. When you look at individual indices, the S&P 500, if you remove 7 stocks, would be down on the year. Volume and breadth is pretty terrible. And you have more stocks making new lows than you have making new highs. So there's certainly a conflict taking place in the market where you have both a bullish and bearish narrative. We lean to the bearish narrative due to the belief that we're going to be higher for longer. And yes, we paused last week with the Federal Reserve. Call it a pause, call it a wait and see. But for all intents and purposes, we're at least facing another 2 rate hikes as we look at both the month of July, potentially September or October.
And that's what is going to drive the, at least for the next 6 months, the sentiment of the investors, right?
Yeah, because everything else is somewhat quiet. You're not really in an earnings season right now. The geopolitical tone has kind of shifted downwards. You don't have a lot of fear from a geopolitical perspective right now, not to say that it doesn't exist. But that has certainly been toned down since, earlier this year, where either you look at Russia, Ukraine, and then people expecting saber rattling between China and the U.S. In fact, China and the U.S. are right now trying to come to the table and trying to figure something out, because China is in a real, real hurt, in a hard spot right here. Their economy is spiraling in the wrong direction. They're trying to stimulate growth, and as the largest exporter of the world, their manufacturing numbers are in the dumps. So that tells you something about the shape of the global economy as it presently sits.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about China. I mean, their willingness to sit on the table for them, it's a big signal. And, money is at the end of the table, not just the geopolitics.
Well, we were talking about this for years. It's just some of these things take so long to play out, but how long have we talked about reshoring? That's what China's trying to prevent. They're trying to keep, incentivize companies from moving their supply lines, their manufacturing base out of their country. At a time when their economy is already facing very, very low growth after, a disastrous turn of events in their property sector just last year.
And the problem with China, just it started with a property, as you said, and then you have all these other neighboring countries with lower costs, and things are not looking like the Chinese dream is moving the wrong way.
I agree, and I think that's problematic. That's problematic for the global economy. You can't have it both ways, and I don't see the United States being an oasis of prosperity while the rest of the world has very difficult financial problems. Not to say that we don't; we certainly do here. I still don't think that the banking sector has completely shaken itself out. I do think that you could potentially see, a couple failures down the road as we continue to hike interest rates.
And then you have the small regional banks that have already signaled to the market that they are tightening their credit attitudes.
Right, that changes Main Street, because as we know to be true, 80% of small businesses get their lending from small banks,
mm-hmm.
small regional banks. not the Big Five.
Yeah. Manny, I have a quick question. In regards to the interest rates of, you know, it's been several months now, are we seeing an increase in defaults?
Slowly, but not as much as you would expect to see at this point in time, Teddy. That's that's the other shoe that has yet to drop.
Mm-hmm.
But you're starting, you know, you're starting to see cracks in different parts of the economy that is showing, you know, that potentially things are going to get rockier. You know, I still think that the property market still needs to shake itself up, whether you look at the commercial real estate sector. You know, just the thought of, you know, even landlords that own commercial properties, to hear that, you know, just to think that in potentially by November 2024, towards the beginning of 2025, you're going to have 2x what your cost is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means now you got to raise rents. Mm-hmm. And that kind of throws your inflation situation into a tricky situation because, yes, it is dropping right now, and we do see some deflationary, you know, forces playing out. But when you look down the road and you say that this landlord is going to have to readjust his rent come 2024, 2025, that's going to send CPI and inflation much higher than what we had it last year.
Mm-hmm. Good response. Good response. Anything else? What's hot? What's hot other than submarine making, you know?
That's a crazy story, huh?
It's crazy, that story. It's absolutely crazy. You know, 12 to 14,000 feet. Even, you know, I don't even know if they find it, how they're going to get to it. It's tragic. And you know what was brought up? It's off subject, but it was brought up today with Petro and Costa and George Danis's conversation on air. You know, that's making worldwide news, and here we have still all kinds of drownings going on across the world where people are migrating on these boats, ships, still same story, and, you know, you know, the people paying a quarter of a million to take a short trip or getting headlines, and these people aren't even being discussed. So it kind of puts things into reality and perspective, that's for sure.
That's very true, Teddy. I didn't even think of it from that perspective.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we need the professors as well, Manny, to give us the perspective, you know?
Seriously.
It really is.
Seriously.
Yeah. What's hot? What was really hot? We've seen it. You know, this last couple
of
weeks.
Market. I mean, it's the market, Teddy. The market is way overextended, extremely overbought. So, you know, I think, you know, you've been given a gift here as investors, and if it was me, I would be taking chips off the table here as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I, for the life of me, cannot see how we are starting a new leg of a bull market here, and how people can think that the economy is strong. Mm-hmm. If you talk to regular business people, the economy does not feel strong. And if you ask them where their confidence is, it's very low, especially when you look at capital investment.
Yeah. Stamati has used a term ever since I've known him. Never, ever regret taking a profit. And, you know, you're hearing it from, you know, two people who spend a lot of their time and efforts into this. You know, if you're up, sure, it might go up again, but no regrets on profits.
Forget even going up. If you are even on positions that you were sick to your stomach with watching last year being down 18 to 20%,
mm-hmm.
take it off the table.
Take it off, yeah. Chances are
you're
going to
have
down
another
again,
opportunity.
Right? Yeah.
You're going to have another opportunity, and I do think that, you know, this market could face a serious correction at some point. I mean, these large-cap tech companies are now back to the valuation that they were in 2021, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that when you look at it and you look at what's happening in the internals of the market, there's nothing that suggests that it's healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Stamati, closing comments. Manny, closing comments.
I'll let Stamati go first.
Well, as you said, we are at the high. You look at the specific, you know, stocks like, you know, Tesla and other stocks where they were 6 months ago and where they are now. You got to take a close look. It's complicated for people because you have to take in account your tax situation, your mm-hmm. other things. But now it's as Manny said, it is a boost. It is a time to look a little bit long term. Say if it makes sense for you to sell some stuff and just do it. And if you're worried that it's going to go higher, sell half. Sell
right.
half the, mm-hmm. well, you know, take some money, save. It's not going to go down, and if it goes up, you're still going to keep stay in the game.
You know, that's something we don't talk about often is, you know, you don't have to sell it all. You know, it's almost like, you know, you're either buying it all or liquidating it all. You know, keep half. That's always an option, or whatever percentage.
Play with house money.
Yeah.
Right, take just off the table. Play with your profits at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be fully uninvested, but at the same time, you want to be super careful in this market, especially when you have other things paying you significant percentage points with zero risk. You know, the 3-month treasury at 5.25%, I mean, that's a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gentlemen, anything else today on this cloudy Tuesday?
We'll see what happens. You know, I think that we got to wait to see what the data looks like come, you know, CPI in June, July. And I do think that they'll press forward with another rate hike come July. I think this was just a kind of wait and see pause mode to wait for data to continue to confirm whether or not inflation is heading in the right direction. And it seems to be at the moment, but I do think that, you know, when you look back at history of economics, once you unanchor a beast like inflation, it's very hard to get under control. And similar to what we learned during the 1970s, it rears its ugly head around multiple times over. So hopefully we don't have to have a Greenspan put in a few years, but certainly not ruling that out come 2024, 2025, especially as it relates to what's going to happen to landlords and rents to make up for their monthly increases.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Gentlemen, as always, thank you so very much. Very informative today as well, as always. Tuesdays on Grecian Echoes at 11 a.m. We're joined by Manny Frangidakis of 12 Points Wealth Management, as well as Stamati Sastra. Gentlemen, have a great afternoon, and we'll regroup, God willing, next week. Naste kala.
Epizis. Take care.
You're tuned to Grecian Echoes. We'll continue with some more music. Don't forget Mike Janity and the Disco Dance Party today at 12 noon.